So this is the second to last piece in his, what he calls his Rimzei Rosh Hashanah, his Rosh Hashanah section. But the piece is built around the last Mishnah in Maseches Yoma, about Yom Kippur. How does Yom Kippur end? What does Rabbi Akiva, whose Yahrzeit was either on the 9th of Tishrei or the 10th of Tishrei, maybe even on Yom Kippur itself. So what does Rabbi Akiva want us to know? Am Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael. How fortunate are you Jewish people? Lifnei mi atem mitaren umi mitar eschem. Before whom are you mitaher and who purifies you? Avichem shabashamayim. Hashem is the one who purifies you. So friends, it's like such a beautiful Mishnah. It's such a nice image of a loving father protecting a child and cleansing a child. It's very nice. But the Mor v'Shemesh asks a question that kind of takes all of the geschmack out of it. He says, like, what's Rabbi Akiva's big chiddush? What's Rabbi Akiva telling us that we didn't know? No, Yosef, what's Rabbi Akiva telling us that we didn't know? We would have thought that what? That who else is mitahir me? Who else cleanses me from my averos if not a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Well, what's the hava mean otherwise? V'kasha, my kamashva lan Rabbi Akiva b'zeh. What's Rabbi Akiva telling us with this? V'chi lifnei malach, o le'echon mitzvah ha'shamayim. Do I think that a malach is the one who cleanses me from my averos? Do I think that a star or a planet cleanses me from my averos? What's the chiddush to say that, you know who purifies? Klal Yisrael, you know how lucky you are? You know who purifies you? God purifies you. Avichem Shabbat Shemayim purifies you. Bevadehin mitaren atzam lifnei avim Shabbat Shemayim. Obviously, if anyone's going to forgive us, it's going to be Hashem. So what's the chiddush? So it could be that Rabbi Akiva, in addition to giving us chizuk, is actually putting a little bit of responsibility upon us. And that's one of the themes we're going to learn today. The achrayus that a person has when it comes to doing tshuva. It's one of the most important things. It's really one of the most important things. Where does Mashiach come from? Who does Mashiach come from?
Malchus David.
Okay, where does David come from?
From Shevet Yehuda.
Shevet Yehuda. Okay, and what happened with Yehuda and Tamar? Yehuda impregnated his daughter-in-law. She was being taken out to be killed. And in a moment of tremendous achrayus, and the Sichos Musar talks about this, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz talks about this, in a moment of tremendous achrayus, Yehuda says at the last moment where he could have got away with the whole thing. However, he could have gotten away with the whole thing. He didn't have to open his mouth. And he said, you know what? It's not Tamar's fault. It's my fault. And he saves her. And in saving her, in a certain sense, he saves that line, which will lead to David HaMelech, which will lead to what? Which will lead to Mashiach itself. So taking achrayus and owning up to our averos is a big deal. It's not a small thing at all. So Rabbi Akiva comes along, Rabbi Akiva says, you should know that who's going to purify you? Avichem Shema Shamayim. Usually we think of that as a big chizik, which it is. But the Rebbe says, I don't, Mor v'Shemesh says, I don't understand. What's the chiddush? So Rabbi Akiva is telling us, v'nira b'zeh. Rabbi Akiva is teaching us about what does it mean to work hard in tshuva. That's what these days are about. Sheba Rabbi Akiva lahashmeinu. Shelo yale aleiv ha'adam. Rabbi Akiva is teaching us it shouldn't enter a person's mind. Hashav alav onosav v'osir daka v'gam sigef atzmo v'ta'anesim v'osir v'tor v'tvila. A person might say, what do you mean? I do tshuva and I gave tzedakah and I fasted yesterday. I'm going to fast again on Yom Kippur. And right now we're learning Torah, and I daven shachars this morning. I'm good. Sheyotzi yadei chovaso b'tshuva. I have fulfilled my obligation in tshuva. Chalila v'chalila, God forbid to say such a thing. Why? Ki yizbonin ha'adam romos elokuso yizbarach shemo. Because we think about how great Hashem really is, and I was really trying to meditate on this on Rosh Hashanah, to think about Hashem. I said to my wife the other day, either you're in or you're out. I wasn't saying it to her, but I'm saying like about people. Either you're in or you're out. Meaning, either you believe in Hashem, and that means that Hashem is responsible for every blade of grass that I'm looking out outside my window, and every leaf on this tree that I'm looking out outside my window, and every cloud in the sky that I'm looking out outside my window, and every fish at the bottom of the ocean, and every grain of sand in some desert in the middle of who knows where. Either you believe that there's a Borei Olam, there's a creator, or you don't. If you do, so then it's pretty overwhelming. It's pretty overwhelming not to believe that there's a God, Lo Aleinu, right? But when you believe that Hashem is real and Hashem is responsible for all of this, it's very overwhelming. And there's a sense that what? There's always more for me to think about. How could it be? If I just understand myself, my own body, I think about my eyes, I think about my ears, I think about my legs, I think about my kidneys, I think about my liver, I think about my heart, I think about my brain, I think about my intestines, I think about all the parts that make up just little me, and then I think that all of that was gifted to me by Hashem, and yet what? I do have Eros? How could that be? How do I do have Eros? When I think about that in a real way, well, if they me chata, when I think, before who do I sin? And how significant is my damage to the gift that Hashem has given me and to the world? Sigufim, then you'll very quickly realize that all of your fasting, even if you fast a lot, and all of the tzedakah, even if you give a lot, and all of your za'akos, and all of your cries and your tefillos, even if you daven a lot, einam afilu ketipa minhayam. You'll realize that I can never really properly pay back. What I've done is nothing more than a drop in the ocean compared to the averos that I've done. And I'm not saying you're a bad guy. The Mor B'Shemesh is not saying you're a bad guy. The Mor B'Shemesh is just saying, when I think about how great Hashem is, how dare I've ever done an avera against such a big and generous and loving God? In other words, what the Rebbe is saying in Chevra, it shouldn't be a burden to us. It should be an opportunity for us to be mechazik ourselves during these days again and again in tshuva. There's no chilling this week. This is not like the off week. You know, we worked hard on Rosh Hashanah, now we rest up for a week, and then we play again. You know, next week for Yom Kippur. You gotta be working during these days. There has to be a sense of I want to be bettering myself during these days. There's more work to do. V'chol mi shazikeyu habore shiyavin gedulas romuso elokeinu. And the more that a person comes to an understanding of how great Hashem is, so let's say you thought you understood Hashem when you were 12 years old, and then you were 15 years old, and you're like, ah, now I'm much more mature now. Now I understand Hashem. And then you're 18 years old, and you're like, ah, now you know I started learning a little more seriously. I'm starting to really appreciate what it means to be a Jew and what it means to acknowledge Hashem and to live before Hashem. And now you're 19, and now you're 20, and now you're 22, and now you're 41 years old, right? And you're trying to figure out, what does it mean? What is Hashem? Who is Hashem? What are the responsibilities of a person in this world before Hashem? And he thinks about it, and he's working on himself, and he's growing. The more he grows, the more he understands how insufficient his avodah is. And he wants to be better. It's not that he feels bad for himself. He wants to be better. Who maven yoser godel hapagam shalo. He understands that. How did I do averos? When I didn't really understand who Hashem was, I thought, okay, but now I know who Hashem is. How do I do the wrong thing? If I really believe I'm in the presence of Hashem. Lifnei mit chato, lifnei mit sarach letar atzom v'tshuva. That's Rabbi Akiva is saying. Lifnei mi atem v'tarim. Think about who you're standing before in Yom Kippur. Of course Hashem wants you to be successful. Of course Hashem loves you and wants you to be Zoche Badin. But realize for a second, zoom out, try to picture, what is Hashem? Who is Hashem? What are my responsibilities to Hashem? What has Hashem done for me and for the world? L'chein tzarich ha'adam ma'od l'shuv b'chol pam yoser b'tshuva. And therefore a person says, I want to do more tshuva and more tshuva and more tshuva. And that's Rabbi Akiva saying. I'm Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael. This is the last Mishnah in Maseches Yoma. In other words, you get to the end of Yom Kippur and you're like, ah, now I'm done. You're not done. After Yom Kippur, you should have a new appreciation of Hashem that you should want to do so much more. Right? Again, slowly, step by step. But you should be mechazik yourself. So look how he reads it. I'm Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael. Peirush. Ashreichem means what? A person should be mechazik. Chizku atzmechem Yisrael b'tshuva. Strengthen yourself in tshuva. Why does the word ashreichem mean strengthen yourself? He says, Tevas ashreichem humilashon ashru chamots. The Navi Yeshaya says, you should fight for justice, and Ashru, you should strengthen Chamot, those who've been abused, those who've been taken advantage of, those who've been betrayed. Ashru is the Lashon of strengthen. So Ashreichem Yisrael, Rabbi Akiva says to a Jew at the end of Yom Kippur, you shouldn't walk out of Yom Kippur feeling depleted. You should feel uplifted. You should feel like I have more strength, more aware. I spent the whole day in the presence of Hashem. So now I don't want to relax more. I want to learn more. Right? I want to do more. I want to daven more. I want to be more connected. Ashreichem Yisrael, Ashru Chamot, strengthen yourself. Strengthen yourselves, Jewish people, in tshuva. And don't simply say, don't they say that I fulfilled my obligation. Rather, contemplate, who am I standing before? Hashem, who's given me so much. Hashem, who believes in me so much. Hashem, who expects so much of me. Hashem, who's so great, and then I'll have a deeper appreciation for what I've done wrong and for what I've done right, and I want to be a better person, and I want to do more. That the tshuva I did until now was not really in accordance with the damage that I've created. Even like a drop in the ocean, there's so much more for me to do. Because can I really offer a gift? Can I really appease the King of all kings and thank him properly for all that he's given me? Can I really say sorry for the averus that I've done? This is why, by the way, after Yom Kippur, what's the big question after Yom Kippur about Maariv on Motzei Yom Kippur? The Reb Nate, what's the big question? Yeah, what's the question, David? Let's hear.
Why do we say Svach Lanu and Marv?
Right, I just finished davening.
Why is it the fastest Marv of all time?
Why is it the fastest Marv of all time? Yeah, right. I literally just finished Lefnei Hashem Titaro, and I was just screaming Hashem Hu Elokim, and now all of a sudden I'm davening Marv. Besides the fact that we're running through Marv, you know, I would hope that we learned something, can slow down maybe a little bit. But okay, people are hungry. We have to be sensitive to that. Right? But what's the, like David said, what's the slach lanu avinu kichatanu machal lanu makenu kifashanu? I just finished getting slicha mechilu kapar. I don't have any averos. So what's the avera? The avera is that I rushed through the first part of Maariv? Is that the avera? Or maybe a deeper, more mature way to say it is that no, now that I have stood before Hashem and my relationship with Hashem went from here to here, and now that I know God in a different way, I have a different relationship with Hashem. So now I say, you know what? I apologize all day. I spent the whole day saying I'm sorry. But you know what? Now that I really understand you better, Hashem, now in a much more heartfelt and mature and meaningful way, I want to say again, now that I understand, I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry. I thought I apologized before, but now my new understanding of you, Hashem, makes me want to go a little bit deeper in our relationship. Okay? Good? Chaver, good? So that's a very interesting pshat. Ashreichem Yisrael means strengthen yourself, Jewish people. Because realize that you're standing before Hashem. Yes, Hashem loves us. Yes, Hashem wants us to be successful. Yes, Hashem is on our team. Yes, Hashem is Avinu Shavah Shemayim, like a loving parent. But at the same time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a big responsibility for us. Okay? Let's learn a second piece about responsibility. In Parshas Vayelech, it's the second piece or so. In Parshas Vayelech, we learned the pasuk already yesterday. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Bnei Yisrael, "Vayomer aleihem." Moshe says, "I'm getting old. I don't have the strength like I used to. Lauchal od letzeis v'lavo. I'm not able to come and go like I used to. Hashem Elokecha hu over lefanecha. But don't give up. Hashem's going to guide you, and you should have the confidence that Hashem is going to take care of you." Okay? However, what's this telling us? What's the message? Hine al pipshuto yesh lefarish, shahoru lanu la'oru levavos am b'nei Yisrael b'yamim ha'ela. Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, speaking through time, is trying to awaken the hearts of the Jewish people during these days. During these yamim noraim, hamamash v'shim uva'im. During these awesome days which are still unfolding before us. Shehem is mishpat le'elokei Yaakov. It's a time of judgment for the Jewish people. Leval yiyeh nachon libo batuach betfilas hatzadik. Asher hu chosa betzilo sheyafgir ba'ado. Not to rely on the davening of a tzaddik, who maybe you're in their presence. You look at, I don't know, whoever it is, whoever you're with. It could be the person standing next to you who's just a really good davener, and you say, ah, this person, you know, I'm sitting next to him. He's going to carry my tfilos to kisei hakavod. Or maybe you look at the rav of your shul. Or maybe you're an uman, and you're davening by Rabbeinu, and you say, ah, Rabbi Nachman's going to help me. Rabbi Nachman's going to take care of me. Sometimes a person, in a wrongful way, relies too much on someone else. Or maybe he relies on something of himself. O livtoach be'eza mitzvah sha'asa. He says, well, you know, this past year I did a really big mitzvah. Shal yada teitzi ko'or mishpato. That he says, well, you know, I don't really have to work so hard during Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, because what happened this past year, you know, in Nisan, that was an incredible incident. And that ma'isa alone, I'm sure, is going to make me successful on the Yom Naran. So he says, no, a person can't think like that. Ki ein hadavar taloi ela bo, lashuv b'tshuva shlema. Rabosai, there's no one at the end of the day. And this is, by the way, if I had to say, like, you know, if someone asked you at the end of the year, oh, whose shiur were you in NYU? He said, Moshe Tzvi. Oh, well, what would you say, like, his main message was? I would be comfortable if you said this was my main message. Ki ein hadavar toloi elabo lashuv b'tshuva shlema. At the end of the day, a person, there's a lot of people who care about you and who are going to help you in life, in ruchnias and gashmias. But at the end of the day, uvacharta b'chayim, like we read last Shabbos, is the responsibility for each of us to choose and decide what do we want to make of our life. You can hear the most inspiring drushas, you can learn the most inspiring svarim, you can be in the most inspiring davening, but at the end of the day, it's incumbent upon you to open your heart and to decide, I want to be close to Hashem. It doesn't matter who the chazan is. Oh, in our shul, we had this chazan, we had that chazan. Oh, it was amazing davening, he had such a good voice. At the end of the day, it's incumbent upon you to pour out your siach, your speech, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shiashuv yirachameyu v'yakabel tshuvaso. Hashem, I want you to please accept my tshuva. Ki yamino pshuta l'kabel shavim. Like we say in Slichos, like we say in Tachnon. Hashem has his right hand is outstretched to bring back those who want to return. Now look at this mashal. Okay, you ready for this? Rav Bobo, you ready for this mashal? This is an amazing mashal. Kamuva azeh mashal na'a b'medrash. There's a beautiful mashal that captures this feeling in the medrash. Sha'aryeh ha'melech shabachayos kotzaf alav adav ha'chayos kulam. The lion, which is the king of the jungle, one time became very angry at all of the animals, at all of the animals of his kingdom. And everyone was so afraid, all the animals were trembling, they were scared. Who's going to go to the lion to try to convince him to not take out his anger upon us? No one knew how to quite appease him. Lavo lifnei ha'melech lischanin lo, to daven before him, to beg for his mercy. She has sore that he should remove his ketzef, he should remove his anger from upon them. So along came the very clever fox. And the fox says, I know what to do. The fox is the most clever, the wisest of all the animals. Ani eleich lefneichem lefayis as a melech bad kulchem. I will take the lead, I will go to the front, and I will appease the king on behalf of all of you. Because I have 300 mashalim that I can use in order to what? To be mafayis the king. To be mafayis the lion. And I'll say, I know how to say the right thing. I'll explain it like this. I'll explain it like that. So all of the chayos, all of the animals were strengthened. So all the animals started trailing along with the hope that the fox, as their leader, is going to work things out for them with the lion. Ukeshahale lifneim derech parso yoser. After walking for a parsa is about 4 miles. When they had walked for about 4 miles or so, they were getting closer. Hechzer panav aleihem, he turned his face to them. Va'amar lehem, teidu, you should just know. Shenishkachu me'iti me'ha mashalim. I forgot 100 of the mashalim. I'm getting nervous. I can't think straight. I forgot. But don't worry. I still have 200 mashalim. So they said to him, don't worry. You still have 200 mashalim. It's fine. You still have 200 divrei Torah to convince the king. After he walked a bit more, he said to them, I forgot another 100. And they said to him, don't worry. You still have 100 left. When they got close to the king's courtyard, when they were standing right outside the lion's, you know, lair, Amar Lahem, he said to them, Teidu, you should just know, I am so afraid, Shekvar Shachachti Kol HaMashalim, I have forgotten all of the clever things that I wanted to say. Umeata Ta'azru Es Atzmechem, V'chol Echad Yavakish Al Nafsham Lifnei HaMelech. I'm not going to be able to talk you out of this or through this. It's your opportunity now to come before the king, to pour out your heart, and to hope that he'll have mercy on you. Maybe the king will have mercy on you, and he'll, lahatos means to incline. He'll incline himself towards the side of kindness. But in terms of relying upon me, I've got nothing to offer you. I can't help you anymore. I know you thought I was going to work this all out for you and you would just show up and everything would be good. Says the fox, it's not going to work like that anymore. Ad kan the mashal. The nimshal is very simple. It's a good mashal for us to think about in a deep way. After everything that, you know, that we try to tap into to get ourselves ready, all the books we read and all the Torah Wellsprings packets that we read and all the shirim that we hear and all the chazanim that inspire us, at the end of the day, Sof kol sof, lifnei Hashem titaro. Yom Kippur is you standing alone, even with a tzibur, but alone, face to face with Hashem. V'hanimshal muvan me'elav. And the nimshal is very simple. Shagam shat tzadik hu omid b'peretz ba'ad am b'nei Yisrael. Whether you're in Uman or not, Rabbi Nachman is fighting for you. Whether you're in Mezhbuz or not, the Baal Shem Tov is fighting for you. Whether you're in Bnei Brak or not, all the big gedolim and Bnei Brak are fighting for you. Whether you're Yerushalayim or not, all the tzaddikei Yerushalayim are fighting for you. Right? There's people all around the world who are helping you, whether you're a chassid or a talmud of that individual. They're paving the way. It's all true. They're paving the way for us. They're trying to bring us close to come under the wings of the Shekhinah. And they can bring you mamish to the king's courtyard. But when you're standing in the king's courtyard, the tzaddik says, I can get you to the gate, I can get you to the door, I can make the appointment for you, but you've got to walk in. It's going to be not the chazan's tefillah. It's going to be your tefillah. So now, let's come back to our pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu has been guiding Bnei Yisrael for 40 years, and he's karvan al Hashem Yisbarach, and he's brought them so close to Hashem. But now Moshe Rabbeinu says, let me sign off with the following message. L'sof amar lahem, sha'al yivtachu b'zeh she'espal aleim arayom. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I've been davening every day for each and every one of you. And you should know that, and that's meaningful, and that helps. But you should know that now, Shekhar Nisrat Alem Hashem Yisparach Mikol. Mikol Vakol. Ve'einam Tzvicho Ol Levakish Ba'atzmam Li'eschanin Lefanav Yisparach. Ki Iker Taloi B'tfilas Atzmam. Right? That after all the davening that I did for you until now, and it helped a lot, again, the tzaddik brings you to the gate. Right? But at the end of the day, a person has to what? Has to come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and daven for himself. You know, we have rules. The Gemara says that if there's a chola in your family, so you should go to the tzaddik to daven. But at the same time, we have sources that say the best tefillah is not asking some rebbe to daven for you. It's not even asking someone who has a similar illness to daven for you. That's also, you know, something that hopefully works, right? But the main thing is to say, Hashem, you're the one who knows me best, and I'm the one who knows you best in terms of our relationship. I'm going to come before you. I'm going to daven. L'schanin l'fanav yisbarach. To ask Hashem, she'yisa avonam, v'yavir chata'am, k'rov rachamav. Hashem, please take away my averos. Have mercy on me. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to Klal Yisrael at the end of his life. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm no longer able, latzeis v'lavo. I can't go in and out like I used to. She'ein yechol es bi'adi la'avim b'heichal ha'melech me'ata. I can't bring you into the king's chamber like maybe at one point. At certain points, we ride the coattails of the tzaddik. V'lo tiftachu bi. And don't rely on me. And chaver, the tzaddik could be av mitzvah and Yaakov, sarif, karachav aleha. The tzaddik could be your parents and grandparents. The tzaddik could be whoever you want it to be. In that sense. At a certain point, a person has to say, I can't get by with someone else's merit. V'lo tiftachu bi, don't rely on me. Rak Hashem hu over lefanecha, says Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem will be the one who's going to pardon you or not. Romeis la Hashem yisbarach, hu over al pesha. Hashem is the one who forgives the averos, not me. I can try to push you to the front of the line, but you still have to talk it out with Hashem. L'chein yos l'chem sheba'atzvachem. It's up to you to, again, to seek Hashem's, to petition before Hashem that he should forgive your averos, because at the end of the day, by the time you get to the front, the tzaddik says, I've used up all my mashalim, I used up all my zchuyos, I used up all my divrei Torah, right? Like the fox who has nothing new to add before the king at the gateway of the king's palace. Okay, so that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to Klai Yisrael at the end of his life. It's up to you now, Hashem Elokecha, who over lefanecha. He's the one who's going to pardon you. By the way, you know what we say in Tehillim. It's a famous parak of Tehillim. What do we say in Tehillim? Ki imcha hasilicha leman tivare. Can someone tell me what that means? What does that mean? Chapter 130 of Tehillim. Ki imcha slicha, with you is forgiveness, leman tivarei, that you may be feared. Why would I fear Hashem if He's willing to forgive me? Why does thinking about Hashem forgiving me make me afraid? So the way Rashi explains the pasuk is that, no, when you realize the only one who can forgive you is actually Hashem, so that I get a little bit nervous. Oh, you mean so I can't like hire a lawyer to defend me? Oh, I can't ask a tzaddik to be the one to advocate on my behalf? At the end of the day, ki imcha hasalicha, only Hashem has the power to forgive, leman tivare. And therefore we have to tremble before Hashem and not try to find, you know, shortcuts and backdoor channels to try to get to Hashem. The only way to get to Hashem is to come to Hashem straight, face to face. Yes, from Jordan.
What about like Rav Levi or...
I could give you a list of a million tzaddikim who defend Klal Yisrael. The Berditchever spent all day screaming on behalf of the Jewish people to Hashem. Right? And it works. It works. But what the Mor B'Shemesh is saying is it only works 99%. There has to be that last percent. And that 1% at the end, by the way, is the difference of you know, victory or not. Right? Meaning the tzaddik will get you mamish access. He'll get you front and center. He'll get you to the door.
Get you to the goal line, but you need to push it in.
That's right. At the end of the day, if you're not going to push it across the goal line, then it doesn't matter that there was like an incredible march down the field. The bottom line is you didn't score. You didn't cross the goal line. So the tzaddikim are all, you know, lahavdil, right? They're the ones who are pushing us mamish to the doorway. But at the end of the day, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I've been doing this for a long time. I got you to the gates of Eretz Yisrael. It's up to you now to cross the line. Hashem over lefanecha. Hashem is the one who's going to pardon your iniquities. And that's the only way. That's the only way it's going to be. Ein adavar talo elabi. It's up to me to do tshuva. Okay? So a second message of really important achrayas. Okay? And a third and final Torah, and this comes from the Mor V'Shemesh on Shabbos Shuva. It's the second to last piece in the Haftorah for Shabbos Shuva. If someone finds it, you can call out the page. It's the piece begins, O Yomar Shuva Yisrael. Second to last piece. Right before the last piece is about eating on the 9th and fasting on the 10th. The piece right before that. O Yomar Shuva Yisrael. Okay, O Yomar Shuva Yisrael. So let's talk about the Haftorah for this Shabbos. What's this Shabbos' Haftorah? We're going to read primarily from the book of Hosea. Sefer Hosea, Perek Yud Dalet. Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha Ki Chashalta Bavonecha. Yeah? Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. Return, Jewish people, to Hashem because you have stumbled in your iniquity. Kechu Imachem Devarim. Take your words. Veshuvu El Hashem. And return to Hashem. Say to Hashem, Imru Alav. Say to Hashem, Kol Tisa Avon. Please forgive all of my averos. Vikach tov. And take the good. Meaning, don't throw away my good things. Take the good that I'm trying to do. Uneshalma farim sifaseinu. And let our lips replace all of the karbanos that we didn't bring. Okay? So what exactly is this idea of kichu imachem devarim v'shuvu el Hashem? How do my own lips help me to return to Hashem? So listen to this beautiful insight. Our third and final Torah from the Mor of Hashemesh today. O Yomar Shuvi Yisrael. Okay, take a look. Ki nei hanavi bo lahochiach klal kol adas Yisrael. The Navi, of course, Hosea, is trying to be machazek us. He's trying to give us mussar, tochacha. He's rebuking us. And he's saying, Jewish people, Shuva Yisrael. Va'amar lekulam Shuvi Yisrael. He says to every Jew, do tshuva. Every single one of us has to do tshuva. Well, who's he talking to? V'chashash ki halo ha'eda kulam kedoshim. Because there's a concern that what? That since the Jewish people in their entirety are a holy people, uv'sochem harbe gedolim b'torah v'maisim tovim, and there are many very righteous people among our people, v'ula yeshnam anashim asher ein margishim ba'atzman chol chet v'avon v'kol chatos ha'adam shi'estarchu l'shu b'tshuva. And there may be among us people like ourselves who sometimes think, well, again, I don't know that I really need to do such tshuva. I know people who do much worse things than me. I have a friend who doesn't keep Shabbos and doesn't keep kosher, never puts on tefillin, and I do all those things, so I'm pretty good. V'lo iyu dvarav misyashim alivam. And there's a part that says, yeah, well, the Navi is saying Shuvi Yisrael, but come on, that's not, I don't have to do such major tshuva. I don't have to do such major tshuva. So says the Navi, no, Shuvi Yisrael, yes, every single Jew. Every single Jew. Lizos pasach lifneim tchila, haderech lahav grinbo, haim kvar yatzi yedecho v'shuva. Says our Rebbe, the Mor of Hashemesh, this is the litmus test. To figure out, to evaluate, to figure out, do I need to do tshuva or not? How am I going to figure that out? How am I going to test it? Right? What's the bechina going to be to see if I'm in need of tshuva or not? V'ayim yesh biyado eiza chet l'shuva lav. Do I have anything that I need to work on? The test is the following. And I'll tell you, I took the test today. Who thinks I passed the test? I don't think I passed the test. No, I failed. That's the point of this piece. We all fail. Not because we're failures, but because we're Jews who want to be growing Jews. I failed the test. What's the test? Okay, I took it this morning. What's the test? How do you know if there's still room for you to grow? How do you know if there's more tshuva for you to do? The test is as follows. The ace, and it was a good test because this is something I really want to work on this year. The ace asher yamod ha'adam lishpoch sicho lifnei Hashem. O yavo la'asok b'torah. You could take the tefillah test, or you could take the Torah test. It's the same test. When you come to pour out your heart in davening, or when you come to sit down in front of your Gemara, or your Chumash, or your Mishnah Berurah, or your Mor of Hashemesh, whatever it is, when you come to study Torah, if in fact you are truly free of any sin, then the words will flow from you. They'll be zach, they'll be pure, they'll be clear. You'll understand your sitter. You'll be tapped in deep to your Shmona Esrei. When you're learning a Tosfos, you'll feel the geschmack of trying to learn a difficult piece of Gemara or a difficult piece of Tosfos. You'll be on fire with a love for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You know why? Ki ein mesach umavdil beino levein Hashem. Because when there's no averos, then there's no blockage. There's nothing in between you and Hashem. And therefore, b'li shum machshavos lo tovim, your mind never wanders. You can make it from the beginning of a Shemona Esrei to the end of a Shemona Esrei without thinking about something else. Whether it's what you're doing after davening that day, or whether it's an immoral thought, or whether it's a business idea that you have, or whether or not, you know, judge is going to keep hitting home runs. Whatever it is, if you can make it from the beginning of Shemona Esrei till the end without thinking about any of those things regularly, then you must be perfectly clear, your soul is perfectly cleansed, that you're able to have such pure machshavos. If you can listen to a shir from beginning to end, or you can sit b'chavrusa without wasting a second because you're just so locked in to Hashem and His Torah, then I guess you don't need to do tshuva. Achein, im hu mechulal ba'avon, but if a person, like most normal human beings, still has what to work on, so my averos, what are averos? Averos clog my spiritual heart. Ha'avon hu mesach mavdil. An avon is a divider, it's a wall, it's a blockage. V'kasha alav ledaber dibura b'torah uv'tfila. Me'morashe levavo. It becomes impossible for him to share Torah or to daven words of tfila from the depths of his heart without any bilti ta'arov esig u'machshavos ha'poslos es havoda, without any stray thoughts, without any, you know, negativity mixed in. V'amistakel b'b'china zau, so if a person takes this test, if a person is honest about it, yakir v'yeda ki odenu tzarech l'shuv, so he'll realize, my Shmona Esrei could be better, my learning could be better, and my attention to Hashem could be better. I could be more tapped in. That's what he learns. Yes, I could be more tapped into my Creator. Yakir v'yeda ki odenu tzarech l'shuv. Ki ma'at mize'er, because it's very, very rare to find a person. Ma'at mize'er nimtza adam asher tiyet filaso me'ira v'zacha mikol sig v'taros. It's very rare to find a Jew whose Shmona Esrei is freed from any trace of anything other than thoughts of God. So says the Navi to us in this week's Parsha, says our Haftorah, V'zeh Maimra HaNavi, Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. What does it mean? Return to Hashem, your God, Be'uro, Shetashuv Ad Hashem, Shelo Yishar Shum Mesach Mavdil Bencha Levein Konecha. Return to Hashem in such a way that there's literally nothing blocking you, stopping you from being completely with Hashem. And if you're saying, well, I do feel a blockage. Where's that blockage from? Very simple. Ki chashalta v'avonecha v'ha'avon mavdil v'soichich v'ado miliskari v'al Hashem. Your avera is what is creating that blockage from being close to Hashem. So you'll say, well, how am I going to figure it out? How do I test myself? V'omar b'ma yivchan ha'im yesh v'ado mimal Hashuv. And if a person will say, well, how do I figure out what I need to work on? Says the Navi, check your words. Kichu imachem devarim. Check your own speech. When I'm davening, do I feel like I'm actually talking to Hashem? Be'uru gamken kanis kaleel. It's based on what we just explained. Shetikhu la'atzmeichem hadvarim she'imchem. Study, take for yourself your own words that are with you. When you're learning, are you connected in a deep way? When you're davening, are you connected in a deep way? Shatem motzia mipicha beis tefila. Look at your own, analyze your own Shmona Esrei. There were parts of my Shmona Esrei this morning which were very good, and there were parts where I know for a fact I was spacing out. V'ayideze teidu v'takiru, and through that you'll come to recognize she'adayin tzricham atem laharbas b'tshuva, that there's still more work of tshuva for you to do. V'ayidei kein ein adiburim zachim uberurim e'omek alev. And it's for that reason that my speech is not as pure as it could be or should be. And that's what it means. V'shuvu el Hashem. Kichu imachem dvarim. Pay attention to my own words and use that to return to Hashem. And then, of course, what's the next pasuk? What's the end of the Navi's point? V'acher kach nasan lehem eitza. Eich lashuv acher sheyeda. Shetzarech lashuv el Hashem. So once you recognize this, so what do? Says the pasuk. Imru a love, say to Hashem, ask Hashem the following. Kol tisa avon, Please carry you, Hashem. Please take away, lift up all of my averos. Beuro. Shetatiru el Hashem. Petition Hashem. Sheyisa avoncha. Mimasha pagamtem arena. Hashem, please remove my averos. Clean the slate. Give me a fresh start. Vikach tov, says the pasuk. And take the good that I'm accepting upon myself to do. Believe in that possibility of me changing, Hashem. Shetakablu alecha mehayom. To accept upon myself from today and this day forward, lehitiv ma'aseicha mikan ulaba, that from this day forward I'm going to try a lot harder to be good. Va'achar kach, and then how does the pasuk end? Again, imru elav, say to Hashem, kol tisa avon, take away my averos, kach tov, believe in the goodness that I'm striving for, and then by removing that blockage, va'achar kach, achar shetasiru ha'meisach ha'mavdil. Once I remove the wall that is separating me from Hashem, says the pasuk, "Uneshalma farim sefaseinu." Then I can what? Then I can pay the bull offerings, the karbanos that I owe. I can pay it off with my lips. In other words, all the davening that I did, where the davening wasn't sincere and it wasn't deep and it wasn't heartfelt. Sheyale tefilaschem lereach nichalach. Let my tefillah be sweet before you, Hashem, like a karban. V'titav le'Hashem meishur par, it'll be even more desirable to Hashem than a beautiful offering. V'pnei sh'tia'oz zacha u'berura v'diburam hayotzim en alev. Because then, and that's a sign again of a person who's improving, a person who's a Baal Tshuva, his davening is getting better, the way that he's learning is getting better, it's getting sweeter, it's becoming more natural for him to share a Torah idea, it's becoming more natural for him to recite a parak of Tehillim, it's becoming more authentic of him to close his eyes and to really think about what he's saying in Shemona Esrei. That's a sign of a person who's Shuva El Hashem, that he's coming back to Hashem. He's getting rid of all the blockage and he's truly coming back Ad Hashem Elokecha. Okay, so these are three Torahs from the Halakha Ma'or of Hashem Eshrei. Okay, Chavi, remember all three of them? Number one, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, Ashreichem Yisrael means strengthen yourself, Jewish people. Again, make sure you keep doing more and more tshuva, because the more you get to know Hashem, the more it should inspire you to want to do better. And then the second Torah was what? The second Torah was Moshe Rabbeinu saying, I can't take care of you, the mashal of the fox. At a certain point, Hashem hu over levanecha. And our third Torah, again, Shuvi Yisrael, by studying our own words, we come to appreciate how much blockage there sometimes is between us and Hashem. And the goal is to remove that blockage and come face to face with Hashem. Okay? Seder Gamor.